we just got to anticipate, you know, hands on, like, watching their fans and just keep moving and keep talking. That was something that they adjusted really, really well. That first set, I felt like we were getting back. We were getting digs on their hits, and then they start tipping, and they see success, and that was mm-hmm. something that we really couldn't recover from. Unfortunately, not having practice in between then and now, you know, tomorrow's game and tonight, you know, can't really sit there and work on tip drills, but that's something that, you know, we saw tonight, and if Lathrop comes out and they start tipping, we'll be ready for it.
You don't want to treat Chillicothe as kind of a warm-up for Lathrop, because I know what the Chillicothe match would mean for your team, but, you know, now you can kind of maybe look at it that way, and as I said, you beat Lathrop last time you played them, so the girls are going to have some confidence tomorrow.
Yes, and that's something that I told them. I said, Chillicothe's program is phenomenal. They have fantastic athletes. They always have been, you know, ever since I've been up here in Trenton. Yes, we would have liked to, you know, win and keep our, you know, home winning streak going, but there's things that we did very, very well, and there's things that we can always work on. And so now we get another shot to play tomorrow night to try and make up for these little mistakes and, you know, keep playing good ball.
You played better in the first set than the second set. Certainly the scoreboard would indicate that. What are the things that you felt like you did well, maybe just not well enough in the first set?
Maybe, I think, you know, we just kind of fell apart a little bit whenever they were trying to tip on us. It wasn't the fact that, you know, I felt like we were talking, you know, our serving wasn't bad. It was just, you know, a couple little mental errors and then trying to come back from that, you know, ball after ball after ball when this, you know, you have a team on the other side that is so good. That's something that, you know, we just have to mentally block that stuff out, learn, and move on for the next play.
You see the difference in the level of opponent, too, because you serve pretty good tonight.
Yes.
There's a lot of serves that you had against the Pennies, the South Harrisons, the mm-hmm. Brookfield of the world, who aren't Chillicothe. They have trouble getting it back because they're good serves. Chillicothe, not as much trouble with that tonight.
Yeah, they're a really, really good program, and, you know, their girls were hustling all over the floor, and, you know, that's why they see success, and, you know, when we go to, like, different schools and, you know, they're not really good at, you know, receiving the ball, that kind of helps us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a different game whenever you got to go, you know, and you have girls that can play volleyball and things like that.
When they matched up, it was fun to watch Kiefer of Chillicothe and Pearl versus Trenton tonight. They really dueled pretty well at the net.
Yes, they did. Carly had a fantastic game. I'm really excited to, you know, kind of analyze it a little bit better. But, you know, that was fun and exciting to see. And she loves just playing front row and hitting and blocking. And that's kind of her thing. And she really anticipates it and loves it.